In Paris, life has ground to a halt. A general strike there is in its 11th day, and there are daily protests too. Unions are upset about Emmanuel Macron's changes to the country's retirement system, and they are threatening to continue striking through Christmas. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
It's not the protests that are the problem. If you're not on the march route, they don't really affect you. But the transport strike is killing everyone. Most of the metros and buses aren't running. That's put thousands more cars, motorcycles, scooters, and bikes into the streets and onto the sidewalks. Paris has become an obstacle course. I tried going out one night this week.
10 of Paris's metros are closed. I'm coming up to mine. I desperately need to go somewhere. Is it going to be open or closed? No, it's closed. I feel very angry. I'm invited to a holiday reception and I can't get there.
I jump on a Lime scooter to get to the other end of the avenue where I've heard there's a bus running.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
It's dark. I don't have a helmet on. I've just never seen Paris so snarled.
But that bus never comes.
Bonsoir. Oh, la, la.
So I get a taxi. Driver Dion Magnon tells me even if there's more demand now, it's not worth it.
No, it's not, because it takes me 3.5 hours to get to the airport for a client, and I only earn 50 euros.
But in fact, I'm lucky. The strike is inconvenient, but I have a home office and don't have to get anywhere. But it is eating into other people's livelihoods, like my part-time nanny, Marites David. She lives within walking distance from me, but she's been unable to get to her other jobs.
I didn't work for the last week, whole week. Half of my earning is gone.
Down the street, Cédric Goujon runs a restaurant and cafe. He says his business is down 30% and his chef has been sleeping in the back room because he can't make it home and back every day. Goujon says you'll never see a shopkeeper or restaurateur striking because they've got bills to pay.
The strikers are just complainers. We have a young president who is elected to reform the country, but people only want reform as long as it doesn't affect them.
But most everyone in France is hoping that even if there's not a deal, maybe there will be a break in the strike for Christmas. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.